The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This morning, we're pleased to be joined by State Senator Frank Wagner from Virginia. He represents the 7th District, which covers Virginia Beach and Norfolk. And Senator Wagner, thanks, first of all, for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. It's great to be here.
Good morning. So this, obviously, we're just days away now from the gubernatorial primary you've been running in against Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. And, you know, I look back, and this is obviously a good starting point because people are assessing, you know, what are Frank Wagner's chances of winning? And right now I'm just looking at things like the RCP average, which, you know, there's not too many polls on this race, but they suggest that Ed Gillespie's out ahead at 34 points or so, and you and Corey Stewart are sort of more neck and neck at 13 points for Stewart and 10 points about for you. What do you think that there's a chance, obviously you're still running and it's going towards Election Day, a chance of really of coming through in the end and winning this thing?
Well, the last five elections I've seen, based on the polls, I don't want to be ahead in the polls, because all five last elections, the leaders in the polls all have one thing in common: they're all losers. So the credibility of polls has gone downhill. But I think, you know, recently the Washington Post just endorsed my election, which is, we put out an email called "When Hell Freezes Over." You know, it was certainly a shock to me, but I think particularly folks in Northern Virginia ought to read that. And it said, by far and away, I'm the most sensible, and by far and away, I've been the most honest in the campaign. And, you know, I'm talking about real issues. I mean, everybody's listening to your station right now, and they have one thing in common: can I get to work on time? And, you know, there's one issue that I've seen, one overriding issue in Northern Virginia, and that's transportation. And I'm the only one that's talked about it and talked about real solutions to Northern Virginia's transportation problems. And it does not include a sales tax increase. We can do this without a sales tax increase. I laid it out to the Washington Post. If we put the floor on the gas tax back in Northern Virginia, it creates about $100 million. And if you accept my proposal on a gas tax increase statewide, it provides another $180 million into mass transit across the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we can get there without that. But, you know, as I told the Washington Post, I wouldn't support another nickel for WMATA until they square away their labor organization or labor agreement and get management back under control and get that thing. And obviously, anything that Virginia comes up with, Washington, D.C., needs to come up with an equal amount. Also, Maryland. We're not in this by ourselves. And it's not ours to fund by ourselves. And clearly, the metro system exists for one reason, and that's to get federal government employees back and forth to work. Government is going to need to come up with their contribution also.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about the metro system. Would forming some kind of coalition so that it's Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., because all of you, you know, all three areas benefit from the metro system, instead of having three separate entities running this, What are the odds of doing something where it's one entity that runs it, but it's a coalition of everyone?
Well, there is a compact that exists that's initially established for WMATA.
But a governing body.
Yeah, I think that would be important. I also think we ought to look at, you know, running a government-private competition and see who can offer the best deal for the taxpayers on running the system, and run a bid off and see who can come through with a plan that's going to offer the most efficient, reliable, safe, system and at the lowest cost, and you know, the private companies may want to weigh in on this.
Well, listening to you talk, Senator, I'm thinking to myself, infrastructure and renegotiating deals with Metro sounds a lot like Donald Trump. And I realize you and Corey Stewart in a lot of ways have sort of wrestled back and forth for the mantle of who sort of represents the average Trump voter. How do you feel about that right now in terms of, like, you know, just having support from the average person who supports Donald Trump?
Well, you know, I was originally John Kasich's co-chair when it became clear he didn't want, was not going to win, and that Donald Trump's campaign called me and said, "Would you be a co-chair?" I said, "Certainly, I'd be delighted." But I don't want to lose sight of the bigger picture here. You know, there's 800,000 veterans, over 800,000 in Virginia. I'm the only GOP candidate for governor that is actually a military veteran. I mean, I went to the Naval Academy. I was a hard hat diver in the Navy. Engineering duty officer, all three of the, you know, the other two candidates call themselves businessmen. You know, Ed Gillespie made a fortune lobbying, and I guess that's a business in, up in D.C., you know, trading government influence. Corey's a lawyer, but I started a ship repair company by myself and built it up to 100 people. You know, sold that ship repair operation. 4 years later, I bought another shipyard with 25 employees, built it to 140 employees. You know, and I've worn a hard hat all my life and worked around some of the finest people. And a lot of these things drive the other issues I'm talking about. Clearly, transportation's got to be resolved. If we're going to grow and diversify the economy, we've got to make a bigger investment in transportation.
The Washington Times...
Go on, I'm sorry.
No problem. The Washington Times reporting yesterday that you're looking to obviously slow Mr. Ed Gillespie's campaign. And you say that Ed Gillespie offers simply pie-in-the-sky proposals that, in the words of the Washington Times, would hurt the old Dominion if they ever came to fruition. What do you mean by that?
Well, he's proposing an income tax cut, and let's be realistic here. We just cut $1.5 billion out of the budget 4 months ago. I'm a budget negotiator, and I'm on the Finance Committee. I know. We have a retirement system that is $18 billion actuarially unsound, and we have a rainy day fund that's supposed to be at $2.4 billion that we drew down this year to close that budget deficit. We have less than $300 million. Now, his idea of a conservative may be cut taxes regardless of what it does to the finances of Virginia. My idea of a conservative is someone who pays his bills, makes sure his retirement fund is sound so it doesn't come back to haunt future generations, and stores up a rainy day fund so when there is a recession, and there will be another recession, that we have the money there, we don't have to cut essential government services. That's my definition of a conservative. We just watch S&P. While they kept our AAA bond rating,
yes,
downgrade us to a negative watch simply because of the state of the finances in Virginia. And now you're going to propose a 10% income tax cut and not tell anyone what programs you would cut or what you would do.
Senator Wagner.
I call that fiscally unsound, and I do not call that being a conservative.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Thank you.
I loved it very much. Thanks so much.
Nice chatting with you.